Blog Talk Radio.
Another Friday. Wait, wow, I said Friday. God. Another Monday. I guess I wish it was Monday. Another Monday almost in the books. It's a beautiful day to be alive, if you're alive. And if you're not, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. So, yeah, I'll just get straight into it. I usually do, like, an introduction of what's going on. I mean, I'm on my lunch break at this present time, and usually I try to do it on my way home. But I just was thinking about something from last night. I had a friend, and he wasn't a close friend, but we played football together in high school. He passed away, and the details are sketchy. But death is always weird. And, you know, I got a text this morning that he got hit by a train or something like that. And I don't know how believable that is. And, you know, that's really not the point. Death is always this weird thing. It's always weird. And then the closest someone is to you, I guess the harder it is, just depending on what the situation is. Because, like, say if you have a grandparent, and real quick, it's a pet peeve of mine, especially in these, like, everybody has something to say, social media world we live in now these days. It's a pet peeve of mine for people to act so distraught about a death of somebody. Like, for perfect example, Kobe Bryant. Is it sad that he died? Of course it's sad that he died. And there's no other way to put it. It's sad when people die. But I'm not going to sit here and act like I knew anything about the man. I felt for him. I felt for his family. I stayed away from social media because, you know, whenever someone famous dies, especially famous as Kobe, people will talk about it for weeks, if not months. And it's just sad. But like I was saying, the guy, you know, I played football with him. And, you know, you take death. It just depends on the person and how you know, take it. And for me, it just depends on how close somebody is. So I use Kobe Bryant as an example. You know, I didn't know the man. I felt for the situation. It's very sad, especially since his daughter was involved. Jesus. And it's just sad. But I don't know him, and I don't know his family. So, you know, I quickly just moved on. Then, you know, this happened with, you know, like I said, the wasn't that close, but he still went to high school with me. I still played football with him, and we hung out. And his cousin, I was real close. I was actually good friends with, and, you know, I don't talk to him as much. You know how high school works. It's like as soon as high school happens, it's over. You graduate, people just tend to spread. So I knew his cousin. He lived in our neighborhood, so I hung with the guy several times on several occasions. He really, really. He's a good guy. I didn't know much about his personal life, but none of that's my business. And last night, I thought about it. You know, yesterday I found out during the day on Facebook, and then I was just like, man, this life is just weird. One day here, one day gone. But then last night I started to get upset, and I don't know why. I'm trying to figure out why I was so upset. And part of me thinks it's because I knew him enough to understand that it's all over for him. But the other part of me thinks it's just I'm not that good with death. I'm not. As much as I watch this channel called ID Network, it has a lot of murder mysteries on there. That's basically what it's based on, is murder mysteries. I watch a ton of it, and it really doesn't affect me one way or another. It may, on some subconscious level, it be affecting me. But personally, it doesn't really get to me before. But personally, when I hear about someone I grew up with or I know a little bit, or especially if it's a close family member or a close friend, I'm not good with it, man. I get real upset. It makes me angry. And it bothers me because people always say, why? So how? So why? So why did so-and-so die? And I go, and when you really think about it, and not to sound pessimistic or cynical, it doesn't matter why somebody freaking died. It makes no difference. It's annoying, actually, when people say why. And then if you watch a lot of those murder mystery shows, they'll say, I want closure, I wanted closure. And whether you agree with me or not, I think closure is a selfish thing. It is. You want closure because you still hold on to that person that passed away, which I have zero problem with. You can hold on as long as you want, especially if it's a daughter or a son or a mother or, you know, father. Somebody super duper close to your best friend, it's hard to just let go. It would be crazy for me to say, I'll just get over it, because I'm not over the guy that passed away yesterday, and I haven't had a personal conversation with him in years. But I knew him and I hung with him. Point is, it's the closure thing is, I believe, a little selfish, because some of those shows in the ID, some people sit there and go, I don't even know what you mean by closure. Just because they found the body doesn't make me feel 110% better. I still want the person. And that's how I feel. I feel like death is something that it's all, it depends on the person, obviously. But on the same token, you don't really know how it's going to affect you unless you're going through it. Some people want closure. Some people want to know why. Me, I don't need to know why anymore. It's just knowing why doesn't bring the person back. Knowing why gives you some sense of comfortability so you can feel like you can move on from the person that passed away. Immediately, when they pass away, they're gone. Only reason people want to hear why is because it's something to talk about. And it makes you feel better. Or if the person survives the near-death experience, it gives them a story to tell. But outside of that, I really, really don't. I can understand and I can empathize with people who need closure, but I just I don't need the story on why. I don't need the closure on what's going on next. It's sad that he's dead, and it angers me because I can't get over these things as quickly as I would like to. I really can't. It bothers me. Whenever there's a funeral, and thank God it hasn't been one in my family in a while, because those things seem to triple and quadruple. So I was born later, as in my cousins are all older than me except for one, and she's a year older than me anyway. All my closest cousins, closest and since first cousins, are in their 40s and early 50s because I was born later, blah, 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 blah. Point is, I had a lot of funerals when I was young, and I had thought, and I really thought that I had got over these things because I've gone to so many of them now. But nope, I'm still the same kid that when my grandmother passed, I'm getting emotional thinking about it right now, man. My grandmother passed, I'm sitting there in the front row, and I'm just punching away at stuff, and people had to calm me down. I don't know what it is. It's not that we don't know people are going to die. That's just so crazy. You know somebody's going to die. I think it's just because you don't see it ever see it coming. You don't see it coming. Never. You can be the smartest person in the world, and have the greatest health in the world and be as cautious as I don't know what, and you could die in your sleep tonight. And you didn't see it coming. I don't care what you do. You don't know it's coming, and I guess that's what upsets me so much because, like I said, I didn't know the man that much, especially recently, but I had times with him. I can go back to memories of football and memories of hanging out in the neighborhood and memories of laughing and having a good time. And you ask me, my first thought when stuff like this happens, I go, kind of scratch my head and go, if nothing happened to him last night or yesterday morning, whenever it happened, would I even have thought about him? And the answer is no. And people lie, like, yeah, you know, I'll probably spend. No, the answer is no. The answer is I wouldn't have thought about the man up until someone mentioned him. And so, you know, it's just weird how that works. And it's just annoying because it makes me want to spend more time with people, but it's Corona time. It's Corona season. And Corona season may last for another year or until they come up with a vaccine. And who knows? I heard a report that said that they might rush something for 12 to 18 months from now. Who knows? They don't know. They try to figure it out. They're smarter than me. I have zero clue. But it's amazing. So because of Corona, because of this social distancing thing, it's not smart to just start visiting the people because of an emotional response to a death of someone that I knew at one point. But I guess I would text more people and talk to more people just to check on them. I will make more of an effort, and hopefully this effort only doesn't last a week, and then I go back to not really checking on people. But I've always liked to check on people, and I've always wanted to make sure people that I'm close with, that I care about, that I call friends, are okay. That's like a big thing to me. I don't need to know your business. I don't need to know how much money you make. I don't need to know what you do. I don't need to even know your personal business. If you decide to tell me, I really just want to know that you're okay. That's it. And if you're not okay, talk to me about it. Hopefully we can come up with a solution. That's a hard thing. I've had Red Dead Redemption. It's a video game on all the consoles. It's a pretty great game. I like free roam games. But I started the online portion of it this last past weekend. And I'm a little addicted. It's fun, the reason I like free roam games is because you free roam. You can, if you want to sit around, because they got wonderful scenery for the video game. It's dated back into the 1600s somewhere in there. The scenery on that game is unbelievable. Sometimes I just sit, like, stand in the top of a mountain and look down, and they have the skyline and the clouds, and if it's raining, you get to see all of that, like a big, wide picture. It's beautiful. But sometimes I sit there with the player and just look at it, and that's free roam. Like, you don't have to do anything. And I kind of want to compare that to being free as being yourself. And everybody preaches it. You want to be happy, you want to be yourself. You want to be happy, you got to be yourself. You got to be yourself. But it's hard to be yourself because so many people are judgmental, especially in this extremely PC world that we are in now. Like, everything's politically correct. If you say something wrong, you're racist. If you say something against somebody else, you're sexist, you're classist. There's an ist for everything now. I don't even know the half. And it's hard to be yourself because what if you say something wrong? What if you say something that rubs the right person the wrong way, and then you're in trouble? Then you lose your job. Then you lose your podcast. Then you lose some advertising. You know, there's been people, Donald Sterling, the owner of the Clippers at one point, said something about black people. I don't know the line verbatim, but he lost his whole team. And he no longer owns the Clippers. Was he wrong? Of course he was wrong. But you're not allowed to think and act and do exactly how you want to think and act and do. But I think that's what we need to get back to. Whether you're wrong or you're right, at least you're being yourself. And maybe there's different personalities that you have. And so maybe your free roam is just talking, and your free roam could be anything. You could be a little racist. You could be a little sexist. You could be really caring and honest and open, but nobody's going to really agree to that. Nobody's going to be okay with that if you say something off color. And maybe you got all those things in you and you don't mean any harm, but you still want to be, it's still part of your personality, but you can't do it because you're afraid. And I think the freest person or the freest people are the people that aren't afraid. I mean, no matter what anybody says, no matter how anybody feels, no matter whose toes you stepped on, who nerves you got on, so to speak, it doesn't really matter. as long as you're being yourself, you might not be accepted by a lot of people, but I don't think that matters either. I think it all depends on, are you happy? And if you're happy being yourself, then be yourself. If you're constantly trying to be somebody else, you'll never be happy anyway, so you might as well be yourself. And I'm slowly coming to that. It's just, I'm going to be myself, and I'm sorry if I piss you off. I'm sorry if I get on your nerves. I'm sorry if I'm a little annoying. But really, like the Reese's commercial, sorry, not sorry. I'm doing what I like to do, and I'm acting the way I want to act, and you just have to accept that. Hang with me or leave me alone, because I'll do the same for you. I won't get in your way, and you won't get in my way. And we'll meet somewhere in the middle, or we don't meet at all. Just be your own free roam is the way I'm looking at things now. If you're not free roaming, then what's the point? You might as well just create your own character as somebody else and try to be somebody else, which doesn't sound fun to me.